This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We have been right all along, and the left have been wrong. And I take complete joy in this. As I told you guys, I bought a bunch of Chinese footballs, NFL lookalikes, fugazis, and I'm spiking them. I'm going to be spiking them all year. Football is going to be our backdrop for today's show. And why not? It should be. Because on January 1, the NFL gave us a gift. Anyway, I do take joy in the sorrow that the left are going to suffer, except it means that the lunatics are still running the asylum and we can only watch. But I will say this, I'm glad it's happening in a fresh year. Because typically, you end the year and it's like, okay, let's forget all that other stuff that happened and let's move forward. And that's the message of Joe Biden and those guys. All the people who wrecked our economy, who wrecked our lives, want us to do. Let's just move forward and start fresh, everybody. Let's forget everything that we said about you. That we called you anti-vaxxers, and we called you homophobes, and we called you xenophobes, and we called you racist. Let's forget all that stuff. Come on, y'all. Get with the program. Because it's all so good, right? Yeah, let's forget that inflation. Let's forget the crime rate. Let's forget the invasion that's occurring at the border. Let's forget the wars that Joe Biden has gotten us into. And let's forget all the lies that we told about elections and January 6th and the people who were wrongly imprisoned and so on and so forth. Let's forget all that, man, because it's a new year. Let's wash it all off. I'm glad it's a new year because the left don't have the luxury of washing any of that crap off. Crap sticks and it stinks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The left packed the same old stinky bags for this trip, didn't even bother to wash their clothes, and we have already started to see their dirty laundry spill out of those well-worn traveled bags, because you know what? They've been carrying this baggage around for years, and we're finally beginning to see it. We watched their dam break on the first of many lies of what will be exposed this year as Damar Hamlin did the woo flu fall in front of God and everybody on January 1. Why am I talking about January? Well, January 1. It was like God said, I'm going to start showing you their lies day one of the new year. They highlight the conflict, folks, within the Republican Party. And there is a conflict within the Republican Party because we don't have a Republican Party. We have MAGA Republicans, true patriots, true Americans, and as Brad Stein would tell you, then we have citizens, people who don't care about America, just happen to be born here. That's what the left represent. And I'm going to play this mashup one more time, this anti-vaxxer. And at the very end, Fauci says something profound. But here's the mashup.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us.
People who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic.
For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death. For yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm.
About this, in a world of threats and tyrants and terror, you know what our biggest enemy is in America? Our fellow Americans.
Because they are the ones that are propagating this outbreak.
Being frustrated that there is still a percentage of the population who are not vaccinated.
I wish that he would go further to restrict the activities of the unvaccinated.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy. You're...
25% can cause a lot of damage, and they are.
If you're willing to walk among us unvaccinated, you are an enemy.
Wow, you know. know it's my rights, but okay. But I don't care.
The pandemic of the unvaccinated.
No, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
Freedom not to follow the facts, even if your freedom kills people? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of freedom do they really want?
We have a pandemic because of the unvaccinated, and they're selling enormous confusion.
The unvaccinated overcrowd our hospitals, are overrunning emergency rooms and intensive care units, leaving no room for someone with a heart attack or pancreatitis or cancer.
Shouldn't they have to pay more into the system because they are collapsing our health system? They're the ones in the ERs.
Why are vaccination universally? Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court.
It's almost like it's going to be two Americas.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That we should play that clip every day of this year. They wished a winter of severe illness and death on us. Didn't happen. One guy said, threats, tyrants, and terror, even though those are the things that we deal with every day, he says the biggest enemy are our fellow Americans. That was Chris Cuomo. One of the ladies who was over one of the health agencies said they should restrict the activities of the unvaxxed. Jimmy Kimmel said the unvaxxed, when you want hospital care, rest in peace, Wheezy. Gene Simmons said, unvaxxed are the enemy. Whoopi Goldberg said, we don't care about your rights. Don Lemon said, freedom not to follow the facts, even if your freedom kills people. They went on to talk about overcrowding the hospitals, overrunning emergency room. Joy Reid said, they should pay more into the system because they're collapsing our health system. All of it lies. January 1, we get front and center to look at everything that is a lie. That's what the leftists are about. They're just blatant liars. You know what's happened, folks? The media decimated. Ratings embarrassingly low. A shakeup occurring at almost every major media outlet. FBI decimated. No longer believed, no longer respected. Joe Biden presidency. Do I really need to go into detail about that? Nobody respects this guy. They think he's a clown, a feckless clown being led by other people. All those people that I mentioned, what's their credibility? You want to know why they're going to fight you tooth and nail over this Damar Hamlin thing? Because they know, you know all about them.
Radio show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events.
Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. KJRadio.com. Kevin Jackson Show. I was thinking about my son because he had a baseball game yesterday, and his team's undefeated, and that's kind of a cool thing because the first year that they played together, these group of little guys, they won their season. And I don't think they were undefeated, but they won their season. And it was like such a thrill because he had been playing with this other team, and they hadn't done very well. And, of course, he's learning the game. He wasn't very good. But these little kids gelled, and the parents are really cool, so everybody gets along, and it's a hodgepodge of people. And they know me as the staunch conservative, but we've got a lesbian couple there. One of the guys, Zach, and his wife have a Zach's sister is a lesbian. I mean, it's a crazy hodgepodge. One guy's from Panama. He's married to a white lady. I'm telling you, it really is. It's a United Nations. But it's a good crew. But anyway, here's what I was thinking about. I'm running around taking this kid for the baseball. I'm taking him to the batting cage to hit. He has a pitching coach. He's a catcher, but he's also a pitcher. He's got a pitching coach. I take him to the park so he can catch. He's got all his gear on. I throw balls at him so he can learn how to stop them because he thinks he's a young Yadier Molina. And
We're doing all these things, and I go into get home, go into the kitchen, and his mom's bought him a little lunch pail. And this thing is cool. It's foam, but it's got these inserts that you can chill, and you can insert, make sure everything stays cool during the day and all that. So you chill these things, then you know, in the freezer, you put them in there, and then you put your stuff in there, and it's got compartments, and I mean, it's really cool. And I was thinking, in that moment, like this flash, this kid wants for nothing. I remember my first lunch pail. You guys don't believe it was the Flintstones. Those, you know, the metal ones. Trust me, you guys don't even know what I'm talking about. My producers are like 13. How old are you, like 13, 14? Anyway, yeah, I had a metal thing, and I had a thermos inside. And I was so happy to get this thing. It was like, wow, I got a, you know, no kidding. I have my, you know, I had the little snap on it that let it close the little, you know, anyway, you know what I'm talking about. People know that are over, you know, 40 years old, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So I got this thing, get to school, the latch comes open, my thermos falls out, and I hear it bust. And I'm distraught. I cannot believe, you know, and it had milk in it, but I can't believe my little matching set is now busted. So I'm looking at this one that's today that's foam, and it's foamy, where you, if you drop the entire thing, you'd barely hear it hit the floor. You would hear woof, right? So there's that. There is no thermos, because you can just put your drink right in there. Yeah, that's the way they make them now. So you don't need a thermos. And of course, everything's in a plastic bottle, but it would never even feel it. You could throw that thing against the wall and you'd pick it up and you'd never know anything was on. But I was just thinking, I would have killed for that as a kid. And I'm not mad at my kid. You know, his mom bought it for him, fine. But it's like, seriously, it wasn't like he was like, Mom, I need a new, you know, lunchbox or whatever. When I got my new lunchbox, it was time for school. My grandmother said, let's go get your school supplies. And we go to whatever store, I forget the store, and you picked out your pen. You know, you had your list. Big Chief paper, number two pencils, whatever. And, of course, my grandmother says, you get a lunchbox this year, which was a big deal. And here's what was so sad. When I broke that thermos, I knew there was no getting another one. Now, I'm going to tell you, if my kid, if he had a thermos and it broke, because he would have one, because these new thermoses, you can drop them from like 20 feet. They're industrial, you know, they're like made for guys working on skyscrapers, and nothing would happen. But if it did, you can bet Mom would go buy him a new one. And I'm thinking, are we raising these kids to just have this expectation that everything sort of regenerates, whatever you want to call it? Like if you cut off your finger, by morning you'll have a new finger. Don't worry about it. And I don't know, growing up poor and going in and seeing that, I'm telling you, I had this huge flashback to just like, what? Because here's the other thing. I'm guessing here. My son's probably had, no exaggeration, he's 10 years old. He's had at least 7 backpacks. Now, I don't know how much how much you go through in a backpack, but there's no reason to have 7 backpacks. But let me tell you why he's had at least 7. He may have had more. Because if he was into the Power Rangers when we bought him the first backpack, and now he's into the Ninja Turtles, you can't wear the Power Rangers anymore. Or if it's Pokemon he's into, you got to change the Pokemon. And Mom's Johnny on the Spot. She knows exactly what phase he's in. Let me tell you what Johnny on the Spot was when I was growing up. You got your Ninja Turtles, and I don't care if they were in style or out of style, that's what you had. And it just makes me think about that. And, you know, and philosophically, just trust me, Mom and I are differ on how, you know, kids should be, what they should get, because I think that we spoil them way too much. Anyway, I know that's not what we were going to talk about today, but I just thought I'd share a little bit of that insight, because I feel, you know, I'm running this kid around to baseball, to karate, to all these different sport. And literally, you guys think I'm kidding. He'll get mail. Hey, you know, so-and-so invited me to Brandon's got a party 2 weekends from now, 3 weekends from now. He's got a busier social schedule than his parents. And it's become expected that all these things happen. In fact, we were out somewhere one day. He's like, hey, Dak. He's like holding up some new Coke, you know, new Pepsi product. Like, hey, and he's holding up like, can I get this? And I'm like, you got money? He gets an allowance. Like, you got money? He goes, no. I go, I'm not getting it. And one time we were out and he wanted to get something. I said, I'll get it, but you're going to pay me back when we get home. Is it worth it? Yeah, I want it. I want it. He took one drink of whatever it was and he said, I don't like it. Well, give me my money. I don't care. It has nothing to do with me. Because they get to the point where, you know, like eating out and things like that just become the norm. And I remember eating out as a kid. Holy cow. It was a dream. It was a fantasy world to get to eat out. Even a burger. It was like, what? We're going to eat a burger? This kid. And I'm not coming down on him. I'm sure you all have some similar stories. But are we being too something? I don't know. Anyway, again, that's not what I wanted to talk about. But I will say this. The brighter your kids are, the more you might want to choke them. I'll leave it at that. Comey's testimony. And I said that I wrote yesterday there would be two bombshells that came out of this Comey testimony. And Catherine Herridge of Fox revealed one. I don't know if most people caught it. But the world was in anticipation of this, and I still, to this moment, don't understand why. So when we come back, I want to talk about Comey, the shield, over a decade trying to take down the president, and the outcome. What do you think?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country was hit by another massive barrage of Russian cruise missiles and drones overnight. 122 Russian missiles and 36 attack drones slammed targets across Ukraine, killing at least 18 civilians. Top officials from Mexico and the U.S. promising to cooperate more closely to slow record levels of immigration at the shared border. A joint statement issued yesterday by representatives from both governments one day after U.S. officials met in Mexico with the Mexican president. Nikki Haley says it will be best to afford former President Trump a legal pardon in the event he is convicted of any crimes amidst multiple election conspiracy trials in various states and federal courts. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The only problem with poor people, though, is that if you begin to have any semblance of success in your life, even if you just begin to live like a human being, they're not happy for you. You know, they don't want to hear it. It's like, oh, look who it is, Mr. I can afford three meals a day. Well, la-di-da. What's it like at the top, Mr. Tartar Control Toothpaste? How do you get your brakes fixed? Sell out.
What?
I grew up poor, as you guys know. And I joke about it because I didn't really know it was poverty, right? I knew there were people that had more than I did, but I knew there were people that had less. Isn't that true of us all? I mean, I was talking the other segment just early in the broadcast about Donald Trump. Jeff Bezos makes Donald Trump look like a poor man. Jeff Bezos makes everybody look poor. They say this guy is now worth like $140 billion. He is now the de facto richest guy in the world, surpassed Bill Gates. Gates was it for better part of a decade or two, right? Everybody's rich or poor relatively. If you want to know how rich you are, there's a place you can go on the website. It's like the world's wealth. Put in what you earn for a living. If you earn like $40,000 a year, you are in the top 1% of the world's economy. It doesn't take much. So many people are so poor. We take it for granted over here because it doesn't matter. It's like this taxi driver I was riding with. He was telling me, he goes, Kevin, he goes, you know, he's telling me how he makes money. Because I was looking at his meter. It's going to cost me $50 to go from my hotel to the airport. And I was like, man, you're stuck in traffic. It's so much time. He goes, yeah, but I get extra this, that, and the other. Let me put it to you this way. He goes, I make like $400 a day. I went, really? He goes, yeah. And I was thinking, that's not too bad. $400 a day. Figure he's working, you know, 300 days a year. So the guy's making $120,000. And I was thinking, wow. He goes, yeah. But everything's triple in price, quadruple. He says, I go somewhere the other day to get a bottle of water. A bottle of water. He goes, you know what they want to charge me? I don't know, a couple bucks. He says, $2.50. I walked out. And I'm mad. I'm telling the guy, how could you charge? I work here, live in New York. You want to charge a tourist that? I understand. You charge me this much? Are you crazy? This thing cost you 10 cents to go buy the, you know, the cases. And he's right. But he goes, that's what it costs to get by. He could sympathize with the guy selling water at usury rates, you know, at a crazy amount of profit, because he doesn't know how much water he's going to sell. He's got to take advantage of everybody that walks in that store. And I was like, wow, so true. So, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you make. It's what is the cost of living where you are. You know, you could make $25 an hour And if you say to somebody, I make $25 an hour. So they figure, okay, at 2,000 hours a year, whatever, so you make $50,000 a year. In some places, that's a lot of money. Tell somebody you make $25 an hour in Manhattan, they know you have a menial job. What are you, a waiter? A waitress? They don't know. Because that's nothing. You go to Manhattan, you go, man, I make $200,000 a year. You got a little apartment you may not own. I mean, that's nothing. Go to Tennessee. Tell somebody you make $200,000 a year. You got a 6,000 square foot house. I was talking to somebody about what $1.5 million will get you in New York. And I said, $1.5 million in areas of Tennessee gets you acreage. And I'm talking about you have 10, 20, 50 acres with a house on it that would blow the minds of people in Manhattan. They come out and go, no way you paid $600,000 for this house. Yeah. This whole thing's mine for $1.5 million. You know, it's ridiculous. So poverty is very dependent upon where you are. You could take what you make and go to places in Africa and you would have people doing things for you, working for you. Malawi. I know this for a fact because I have a friend that was in the State Department working in Malawi. She has six people that work for her. She probably makes a couple hundred grand a year. But Malawians make, you know, $500 a month. So her total outlay is $3,000 maximum a month with six hard workers cooking, cleaning, taking care of the compound. It's all relative. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing this up is there's this thing called poverty shaming. I've never heard of the term. I was poor. I knew, like, I drove an El Camino. My brother and I sold our first car, and we bought an El Camino at some point, maybe two or three cars later. We owned an El Camino, and that's what we drove to school. And so we had an El Camino. If we paid $2,000 for that car, I know we didn't. It was used. It was like a 1970-something. And we're talking about in the 1980s. And so this car was old. It was like early 70s. But it ran okay, looked okay. And it was a truck/car hybrid. So we used it. And we drove that car for 3 years. We bought it cheap. But my friends had beautiful, you know, trucks and nice cars. They had Trans Ams. If you had a Trans Am, man, you got some, you know, the girls paid attention to you, okay? I had an El Camino. And I just used to see the guys with the Trans Ams and the Camaros, and I was like, dude, man, to get one of those. But I was never jealous of them. I had an El Camino. I was glad to have a ride. I was glad to have a car. I took care of it, too. I had a buddy. He would put nitrous things in his. He had an SS. What was it? I forget what it is, but it was an SS. Fastest production car at the time, and he put a nitrous thing in it, would dust people off, blew up the engine in that car at least three times. I was like, I don't know how your parents keep doing this, but he'd race you for your title. And from what I hear, he beat a lot of people. But you know, all these kids are richer than I was, but I didn't care. Yeah, it's just the way it was. So but they have this thing now, it's called poverty shaming. They've got fat shaming. And I'm thinking to myself, what do you mean fat shaming? The only way you can shame somebody fat is if they are ashamed of being fat. If you said to, I have a buddy, his name is Robert. And if you said to Robert, Robert's kind of portly, you know, he's a bit overweight. You said, hey, fat boy, he'd be, yeah, baby. Yeah, you want some of this right here? He would be. You can't fat shame him because he's okay with it. See, when people, oh, you can be fat shamed. No, you can't. You can only be shamed of something you care about. Go, Kevin, I'm going to black shame you. I'm going to conservative shame you. Or I'm going to whatever shame. Try it. See how shamed I am. You know, ugly shaming. If that's the case, everybody could be shamed. And I'll give you a little secret. When I used to hang out in gentlemen's clubs when I was, you know, young, and that was part of my career as a sales guy, taking all these older guys to these clubs, what I learned about women was a lifetime of really interesting stuff. Because I looked at, you're talking about a sea of beautiful women. And I'm not kidding you. I'd be around them, and you know what they'd say? One of them would go, oh, my gosh,
She's got the best breasts. I wish I had breasts like hers or whatever. Or, wow, look at her legs. She's got the best legs ever. Or look at her butt. Or she is gorgeous. You know, her face is this or that. And I'm listening to girls who are solid nines. I mean, there's not a dude on the planet. If you blindfolded a dude and said, if you just gave him a quick look and then you said, okay, I'm going to blindfold you and you got to pick one of these girls out, whoever he picked, he would be more than happy with. And I'm telling you, they were upset. They were, oh my gosh, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish. And every time a guy hears a girl go, I wish I had her breasts or her legs or her feet or whatever, then you know what the weakness is. So, the way you could play these girls, I'm just giving you some inside baseball here, fellas. You could say, God, you know, you really are. You're really beautiful. But I got to tell you, that girl right there, she's got the best breast. And it didn't matter what you said about this girl. She could be beautiful in every other aspect and have decent breasts. But if you said something about this other girl's breast, you were in. Because this other girl was shamed now that she didn't have this girl's legs or feet or breast or whatever. So she wanted to get in your good graces. And they call it negging now. That's the term for it, negging, being negative. So anyway, now it's poverty shaming. It's gone from just talking about people's, you know, who they are, but it's now poverty shaming. The new trend, the level the playing field for leftists. So let's play pretend. Nobody has more than you because you can't see it, at least not in school. They don't want you to, in this case, they don't want to let people wear their nicer jackets in the winter because it could poverty shame the poor kids who don't have as nice of a jacket. I mean, you ever been to a ski, like somewhere, and you got to go get the rentals, and there's a kid there that's got all the gear, he's got custom skis, and this kid is on the mountain every day, and he can ski like a maniac. And you know what you do? You're lucky to be there. But do you think the left cares? No. They want it all even, except for them. They want their own separate mountain. They want their own chalet. They want their own people serving them. But you, they want to even out the playing field for. So they're going to poverty shame you. You know why I don't want to be poverty shamed? Because I want to work hard and get what that other guy has. That's why I couldn't be poverty shamed. I was never jealous of the rich. I admired them.
Radio show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Nobody's going to be surprised by this next one. Nobody. I'm just telling you. It's about the top ethics violators. I don't know if this was just the Senate or House and Senate. Because, man, there are some ethics violators in the House. Maxine Waters leads the pack. You can't violate more ethics than that, than little James Brown. Welcome, everybody, Kevin Jackson, to who you're listening to. Little James Brown, Maxine. What a proud moment for the Me Too movement, too. Because senators Elizabeth Fake Indian Warren and Kamala Sleep With My Boss's Harris represent the worst of politics when it comes to ethics. Glad you guys are here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Thanks for being a part. Thanks for helping us get the show put out more. And I don't know, look, I'll be honest with you guys. We don't control who puts the show on, when you get it, hear it, etc. So, you know, call when you want. We're here. We'll pick up. If you want to be on the show, contact me. I will arrange. If you don't know what time we're in your market, we will Skype an interview. So I'm happy to talk to you. But thanks for promoting the show, and thanks for being here. Because I can't say I wouldn't do it if you weren't here. But knowing that you're here certainly makes me want to produce a good product. And we've got a lot of stuff coming up. I'm going to be making some serious announcements here soon about what we're doing, TV, radio stuff, and a host of other things, projects we're working on. You're going to want to be a part, believe me. Anyway, I'm back to these two big ethics violators, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. A nonpartisan watch group ranked these two Democratic senators as the top ethics violators of 2018. And here's part of the reason why. During the Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings, when Harris laughed as Kavanaugh anguished over false allegations, the two politicians fundraised on his misery. It bugs me even to this moment to think about that. Because of the unethical action of these women, the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, it's called FACT, filed a complaint back in October with the Senate Select Committee on Ethics targeting the two senators, and here's how it read. Senators Warren and Harris sent campaign fundraising emails based upon their official actions during the confirmation process and upcoming vote of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Senator Warren's fundraising email stated her position on the ongoing hearing and, quote, demand to delay the confirmation vote. The email then states, Elizabeth Warren is running for re-election in 2018. Donate now. Senator Harris sent numerous emails fundraising based upon her official duties. For instance, one of Harris's fundraising emails stated she questioned Judge Kavanaugh during the Supreme Court confirmation hearings and indicates her position on the confirmation. She then requests a contribution with a contribute button. Both senators' emails were sent during the confirmation process and before senators were to vote. And their requested campaign donations were intertwined with their official duties as senators. Anybody surprised? Anybody like, oh, man, I don't believe it, Kevin. It's not possible. It happened. I remember reading it while it was happening and saying to myself, okay, it's one thing if it were true. Okay, I could give you a little latitude. It wasn't even true. It was a lie. It was a fabricated lie. It was a bold, targeted witch hunt against a good guy. I'm proud to have lost my job over Kavanaugh. Do you know what it represents to me? That I'm a man of honor. That I mean, I'm not going to tell you I'm always honorable, but I'm saying when it comes to principle, I stand by principle. And when I tell you I stand by principle, I'll stand by principle even if I'm wrong. In other words, I'm saying, no, that didn't come out right. If, for example, standing by Kavanaugh because I know those women were liars, no matter what was possible for me to gain, even if I sided with somebody else for the interim, when it comes down to the fact that if I sided with the left and said, I believe those women, and it turned out Kavanaugh was right, I wouldn't dogmatically stick with that. I would definitely go back and say, no, I made a mistake, Kavanaugh's right, whatever. Even if it were to not benefit me. That's what I meant to say. I don't want to be having misconstrued. So if you get caught in a web of your own deceit, and then you want to back away from, no. You're either right or you're wrong. And when you're wrong, you got to own up to it. End of story. I've eaten a lot of crow in my life, and it doesn't taste very good. So anyway, that's what these women did. Tried to destroy a man. used their treachery to enrich themselves. The complaint continued. Here's what they said. Senate ethics rules prohibit senators from soliciting campaign contributions based upon any action taken in their official capacity. By linking a promise of official action with campaign contributions, a senator violates a, quote, basic principle of Senate ethics that guards against conflicts of interest. The Senate Ethics Manual is clear that a senator should, quote, never use the prestige or influence of a position in the Senate for personal gain. This provision was intended as a broad prohibition against members, officers, or employees deriving financial benefit directly or indirectly from the use of their official position. Moreover, senators are to act based upon merit, not on partisan affiliation or for campaign contributions. Anybody think that happens? Anybody think that's happening? You watch Gold Rush? You guys watch Gold Rush? When Tony goes, okay, let's make that happening. National Review commented, they said this. Warren, meanwhile, called the ethics complaint frivolous when informed of the filing during a session on the Senate floor, and later called FACT one of these shadowy dark money groups in comment to reporters. So in other words, disregard the actual Senate rules prohibiting what she did and... let's do this. Democrats are famous for it. Blame the messenger. Forget what I did. So what, I did it. See, Democrats are famous for that. Those rules don't apply to me because the greater good. And what's the greater good? One, we got to get rid of Kavanaugh. The Me Too movement must flourish. Two, I need to get reelected. In order for me to for the ends to justify the means, I got to be able to get reelected. If I don't get reelected, all bets are off. Just ask Hillary. Man, these women should be run out of Congress for their blatant lies against Justice Kavanaugh. Yet Democrats consider both of these shrews potential presidential candidates. Let that sink in for a bit. You not only railroad a dude, you railroad this man. You almost ruined his life. You potentially ruin his relationship with his daughters and their friends and associates, with the community where he was coaching basketball, in his hometown, the relationship with his wife, his job as a judge, his standing in the community, and so on. And you do it just because you're politically inclined to do it, just because you have the power. You feel as though he's not the right person. So you decide you're going to ruin his life. And then in doing so, while it's going on, while this man is crying, he's so distraught. I don't know if you've ever been there, but I've been in that emotional state where I just would rather wring your neck than look at you because of the thing that you did that's so blatantly egregious. Let me tell you, I don't know about you, I've done some bad things to people. You know, not rarely intentionally, but, you know, maybe you jilted some ex-lover or girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever, right? Or you just something, things worked out in your favor, and maybe you were a little more complicit in making it happen than you should have been or whatever. But I would never in my wildest dreams think to do anything close to what these people did to him. And Kavanaugh's story isn't even a bad one. There are people that have been targeted. They sick the IRS on them. They sick the Justice Department on them. And they try to do that with Kavanaugh. Donald Trump's a good example. The Democrats are sicking the Justice Department on a man that has done nothing. They sick the Justice Department on Flynn, Papadopoulos, Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and many others, knowing nothing is gone. There's no connection, nothing. Manafort's another one. And they don't care. They would fundraise over this. They would dance on your grave. Any of these people committed suicide, lost their livelihood, lost their wives, children not speak to them. Democrats wouldn't care one iota. These people should be run out of Congress. These are the last types of leaders we need.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.